Get ready for some serious fun.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Who are you anyway?
With his mask and his theme song, he was known as
Satire.
You sound like a jerk.
He is.
And now
he's broadcasting
an awful noise.
That's not funny.
Wait a minute. Just listen.
Life was shot at schmickish bosh.
Bunchy bunchy bah.
Bunchy bunchy bah.
Mommy?
Yes, sweetheart.
I think I understand.
I think I do too, baby.
It's very important that you understand the risk factors
involved in necrophilia
before you can interpret recipes properly.
And they want a great big huge knife.
So you can
commit homicide and get involved in necrophilia.
Because it's groovy, it's where it's at.
It takes practice, but what if you just practice this for the next 5 years?
We've talked with a number of adults who tell stories of
giddy shit-covered incest.
One out of three adults suffer from
giant mechanical claws and powerful laser guns.
It can be a real pain in the butt.
Fuck you!
That's my ass!
I will lick it up and mop it up with my tongue.
You licked his ass?
Yes, I did.
Now he wants everybody to lick his ass!
And they did.
You are coming in my mouth!
Okay, I need some lipstick and a blindfold.
Things can get pretty kinky here.
And it made me feel like a piece of shit!
It makes me happy.
It's made me hot and sweaty.
So, tell me, how do you feel?
I'm getting real upset with these outfits that all they can do is support pornography on TV for all the kids to watch.
There's two girls called Kimberly and Katie on television today
with lesbian implications.
They have to eat at
each other all the time.
I love pussy.
I love to lick that thing.
She always had pussy to play with.
It's a funny kind of box.
Mrs. Beaver said she'd help, but she'd have to bring her twins too.
The breasts grow larger and firmer and may throb or tingle.
In Matlock's season premiere Tuesday.
When your mouth is near that part of the body.
And your nipples tingle with anticipation.
Then I got pregnant, and I was terrified.
The mark of my lord, Satan, will be with you always!
Oh, Mom.
Mom, how dare you call me that word? Why, if your dad wasn't dead, I'd shoot him right now for leaving me to raise such brainless bastards.
Mom was having sort of these nervous spells, and
after a while, I got angry, decided to do something about
an empty electric chair.
He looked all through his gardening books, but he couldn't find anything like it.
Sacrificing humans in bizarre rituals would give them
great-looking hair.
We did it!
And some suffered horrible mutilations, including the removal of brains, hearts, and other organs that were then boiled in blood.
And served warm on a freshly baked croissant.
Indescribably delicious.
However, there is a more immediate threat.
In many parts of the world, they are too poor to afford beer.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the drink for me.
The word is spreading. People with arthritis are realizing that they
can easily be flattened with the fingers.
Now, you are
a repulsive-looking creature with a flat head.
And by doing so, they help change the way arthritis affects their lives.
But that doesn't always work.
That's okay. You can just try
sticking a knife
through your stomach and belly and down your spine.
Okay, I'll try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
It feels great on my abs.
I can really feel this working.
Soften your buttocks and release the hole.
But this one's stuck.
A crowbar had to be used to pry it loose.
There it was.
Here's a big chocolate bar for you.
We having that shit.
Put that shit back on the shelf.
And give me some shit.
To stay clean on your shelf.
And now another little habit of cleanliness and neatness.
You want to employ the principle of
eating the babies and cutting faces off of them.
A young couple dismembered this man in their kitchen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gerald Klein.
That's just silly.
Sounds silly now, but
the man died an hour later at the hospital.
And no one is safe.
Not even the king. And that made the king very angry, and he made a startling announcement.
I love being a man, but I just wish I had a pussy.
Slow down, you misprogrammed pogo stick.
But did you know that
copies of this record for educational use are being
sent to all the heads of church and state in Europe?
Or did you know that?
I knew that.
I thought they were crazy.
He's not crazy, you idiot! I am!
But Mr. J. Edgar Hoover, director of the FBI, had this to say in the February 1966 edition of the Law Enforcement Bulletin.
I have been preparing for this day. I have built my own gigantic warbot
made from corn
with all the vitamin
rich heart of the corn left in.
The wise old owl replied,
"It's never gonna happen, dude."
Boy, am I glad I got my sense of humor from
Adolf Hitler.
Thus Hitler becomes
obsessed with sex, with mad desires.
Like 50 midgets jumping out of a car.
An effective way to cheer on potty training progress.
Enough bullshit.
I can't take no more of this.
Okay, see you later.